Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan joins us this morning. How you feeling as we head into this week? We missed you last week. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm amazingly well, so I'm glad to be back.
Good, good. Do you think that we will go into this holiday weekend with a certain, I don't want to say bravado, but a certain peace about the infection rate and a certain level of safety, that if I go to King's Dominion or Busch Gardens, or if I go to the local swimming pool, or, you know, choose to have a picnic with people who aren't in my bubble, that I'm okay, I'll be all right?
I hope so. I mean, I have confidence of that. I think that people have learned a lot the last year, and I think they know about good hand washing. I think we're going to be less contagious as a population than we've ever been before, because I think even without masks, we're going to take better precautions and be more careful. But the infection rates are historically low, and the honest truth about that is we didn't see it with masks. We didn't see it even with stay at home. We've seen it with vaccination, and most importantly, vaccination of the at-risk population. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's been down for so many weeks. We spent the last few weeks vaccinating everybody else. But the fact of the matter is, we all know that over 80% of the deaths happened in people who were over 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And by getting those that are at risk vaccinated, everything else falls in place. And the fact that we honestly did have a spike in healthy people. So the combination of those two things have created what we always wanted, and that's herd immunity.
Mm-hmm. I've been to a lot of political events in the last couple of weeks, and people seem to, at least in the Republican Party, seem to have moved on past the finger shaking and the terror that I think several months ago people were feeling about those who aren't wearing masks. How would you deal with that this weekend if you were someone who is vaccinated, or would tell someone, you know what, it's none of your business whether I'm vaccinated or not and I'm not wearing a mask? How would you interact with people this weekend? Like normal, especially if you've been vaccinated? I just don't understand what the freak out is. If you yourself have been vaccinated, it's been two full weeks since the last shot. What's the problem?
Right. And I haven't been out that much, but mm-hmm. I have respected when I walk into a business if they want me to wear the mask. But it's more of a compromise than a belief that they are doing a better job of protecting their, you know, customers than somebody else. Mm-hmm. I figure it just takes a while before businesses. I think businesses have been scared to death. The guidelines that they were given that they had to follow to be allowed to be open, with the threat that they would lose their license or get a really big fine, I think businesses are going to probably take longer than individuals will to normalize, because we all know that we've got this cancel culture. If they have customers that think they've too rashly removed their masks, or they don't know, they'll have repercussions from them. So I think that the businesses are being are lagging behind individuals in making this adjustment, but I hope they will soon.
Yeah. I've had a couple of people ask me about my vaccination status, and I do think that most of them, it's just kind of an innocent thing. They're not really, it's like, you know, what do you think about the weather this weekend? Almost that kind of conversation. But I'm just refusing to discuss it. I'm not talking about my personal status on the radio, and I'm not just going to discuss it with people outside of my own family in person. Is that okay to do? Just tell people, oh, well, that's private. I saw Amanda Chase told some people when she was vacationing in North Carolina after the election that she was sitting in a hot tub or something and somebody brought up the vaccine. And she said, oh, well, that's a private issue. And I thought, you know what, that's about as nice and polite as you can be to shut down that conversation without picking a fight with someone, you know?
Brayden, I guess, you know, I probably, if I were caught off guard, I'd probably say, hallelujah, yes, I am vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. I hope you are you? Mm-hmm. But I would walk away from, that might, you know, I just don't know. As a public figure, sometimes I think it's good for me to just say, yes, or, you know, I hope you are. But almost feel like people have more prerogative than I have. But in a way, I would feel like it was violating a golden rule of my grandmother's, and that was never ask anybody how much they weigh.
Right. Yeah.
I would never ask. But then I still followed the old rules of politeness and dignity, and so I would never ask somebody if they were vaccinated. So I do probably have to think about that, because I think that people that are gonna ask maybe aren't always kind-hearted. I don't know.
I think so. I think there's a little gotcha element to this, and I'm not going to play it. You know, I mean, I don't want to be. I don't want to ever unnecessarily be rude to somebody. But if you think you're going to pin me down and make some sort of statement, well, then we're going to have a conflict here. What do you think of the school? And I am watching the clock. I got to go. But what do you think about the decision of UVA and some of these other schools now saying very clearly you must be vaccinated in order to attend? I know the Attorney General issued a directive saying that was okay, but should we as push back on that?
You know, I don't think so. And
no.
I will say a couple of things. One is, you got to remember, these entities are under so much duress from the parents. The parents, you know, and they had a really, really hard financial year, like a lot of businesses too. And I think they need to clear the slate and say, we're about academics and not testing everybody every 2 weeks, or where if you trust us with your children, we're going to show you that we're worthy of that trust by making sure it's the safest possible environment. Mm-hmm. I think that if you look at it with a purely scientific lens, the likelihood of those children getting sick or having problems, but look at what the newspapers did last year. Do you remember how they tracked the percent positive rate at every school and put it on the front page of the newspaper? They really berated them. So I think everybody's trying to find a way to go back to normalcy. And for those public institutions that are under the limelight, I don't know how they get back without saying. Now, I'm going to say we still have the able to decline medical interventions. They ought to have a pathway for people who can't get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what?
To get it.
I'm going to open up a can of worms here, but I feel like I'm in a unique position to say this, so I'm going to do it. And we can't really talk about it, but as a gay male, I can imagine a scenario where someone would say to me, oh, you have publicly acknowledged that you're gay. You need to tell us that you're taking PrEP in order to prevent the spread of HIV. You know, whether you have it or not, you need to take this, and we need to know that you're taking. You know what I'm saying? We open a can of worms where people feel entitled to get into your personal business.
Health. Can never cross that line. That you don't need to know what medication I might have to take. Yeah, that
you know what I mean. I think that's a problem.
I do, but I do think that something that shut our entire economy down, mm-hmm. that pulled kids out of school for a year, that created the kind of panic that we saw, which wasn't indeed created by the situation, the unknown, and the press is taking advantage of that, and politicians. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I do think that in that context, public health, and there are vaccinations to me are a little bit different. It's weird because in children, vaccinating for the measles truly is a public health crisis.
Yeah.
In kids in college getting COVID, it's really not a public health crisis. But the problem is that it's been made to seem like it is. And I don't know how we overcome that misunderstanding and all move on at the same time.
Yeah. Gosh, I hate to let them win on something that important. You know, the leftists and the insane, the people who live in constant fear even when they don't need to. Hey, I'm over time, Dr. Donovan, Senator Donovan. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thanks, John.